punk, angular punk right there, I would call it. A group called Trioxin. Sounds like a great prescription drug as well. Trioxin from the city of Ufa, the capital of Bashkortostan, where we are now enjoying the sounds from. Yes, Trioxin with their song. Forgot to translate. It's in Russian. So are the characters in Cyrillic. From their Volume 2 album, which came out in 2015. Actually, you know what? I got the translation machine open. Let's just see what happens here when you put this in. Trioxin with the song Disease. Oh, of course. Easy. Disease. Should have known. Yes, so some punk music there. And before that, one of the most beautiful songs I've heard in a while. It's just what you'd call ambient music. And it soothes the human soul. An artist goes by Semena Mertvik, which translates to Seeds of the Dead. I thought it was the name of a person, Samara, but it's not. Seeds of the Dead is the translation. The song was Newborn, and from the self-titled debut EP, Semena Mertvik. And it's also the name of a song by Boards of Canada, the seminal drone band. But yeah, I find drone and ambient music funny because, like, I don't know, just to hear somebody composing it, it seems like anti-composition, really. And it takes a certain kind of music lover to listen to music that doesn't travel anywhere or have a beat in it. But yeah, I'd also think it's funny if babies listen to that music, because it sounds to me like baby music, like not baby making music, but music that like kids would listen to before they listen to kids' songs, you know, because they don't understand lyrics anyways. They just want to hear pretty things. I mean, if I was a baby, I would have enjoyed that song. And it's called Newborn. So, I also, by the way, if you notice there's a flute over that track, I got two computers and a microphone here. And so I, on the other computer, put on a folk song on the Kure flute of Bashkiristan, the national instrument. So I put those together as they were in the same key. And largely, I think it worked pretty well. Probably you wouldn't have known that they weren't the same song. So job well done. For me, give myself a pat on the back. And before that, we heard from the Great Orlan Ensemble some funky, jazzy, folky stuff there, led by Oleg Kiriev and his saxophone, and the bass solo there. Top notch. 10 out of 10 on the bass. And that came out in 2014. It was like a comeback album for that band. It was from the 80s jazz rock heyday of the Soviet Union. And if you're looking for Soviet jazz, Melodia record label was like the state label, and it's the wealth of music there. All of it, or a lot of it, online now. So that's what we heard. And next we're going to hear a techno ethno banger right here. That's what I'm going to call it. It's supposed to be a folk song. At least it's called a Bashkir folk song, a song called Begish. But it's just got such amazing, like, quasi-techno drum beat and synth pads over it that I just find it hilarious and amazing at the same time. So hope you enjoy this. Folk music, definitely stuck in the 80s. And it's funny how the folk revival of global, like, ethnic music came at the same time as the 80s did. And, like, they're kind of indistinguishable, like the way they came together. So anyways, you'll enjoy it, I think. And just a few more songs from Bashkiristan, or Bashkortostan, that is, before we say goodbye. But this is the best song of all time, Bejesh, right here. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah. Nice music there. From Ufa in Bashkortostan, Russia. Yes, the Ossuary Annex was the band, and Blasphemous Apparition was the song, which came out last fall. And before that, we heard a lovely Bashkiri folk techno number, Begish. And I believe that was in the Bashkir language. Yes, wonderful. Oh, so we're going to mellow it out to end the show here with Dewstar, a lovely jazz band from the Soviet days of Bashkortostan, or Bashkiria, in other words. And here is On Horseback, a song about riding a horse and shooting arrows at your enemies. Yes, Dewstar here. This has been Wandering Rhythms. Dewstar here to finish off the show. Good day to all humans far and wide. Keep doing what you do.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
This is Bird Note. Cackling geese may look a lot like Canada geese, but their slighter build and shorter beaks give them away as a distinct species. And one subspecies in particular has a very special story. Aleutian cackling geese build their nests on a chain of islands off the western coast of Alaska. In the 1700s, fur traders introduced an invasive species of fox to the islands, with devastating consequences for the geese. For decades, Aleutian cackling geese were believed to be extinct. But in the 1960s, a biologist discovered a group of around 300 birds nesting on Boldeer Island. The fortuitous discovery allowed conservationists to put the birds on the endangered species list. And this paved the way for federal protections on their Alaskan nesting grounds and their wintering territories in Oregon and California. Thanks to this habitat conservation, there are now more than 120,000 Aleutian cackling geese, making the biannual journey between Alaska and the Gulf of Mexico. To learn how to conserve seasonal habitats and protect the future of migratory birds in your area, start at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mark Bramhill.